It was an event to highlight violence against women and girls, a reception hosted by Camilla, the Queen Consort. But it's been totally overshadowed by the encounter between Lady Susan Hussey and Ngozi Fulani, the director of a charity called Sister Space.
So then she said, but where are you from? I said, we're based in Hackney. No, where are you from? I said, I'm born here. No, but where are you really from? And that's when I thought, OK, this is turning into something else, yeah?
Fulani's account of the conversation shows Lady Hussey asked 9 times, where are you from? Where are you from really? And Hussey only stopped asking when she came to the conclusion wrongly that Fulani was Caribbean. It's front page news in the UK media. Headlines describe it as a royal disaster and use words including shame and toxic. Lady Hussey is a central support figure in the royal household, having spent 6 decades as Queen Elizabeth's lady-in-waiting. She's a close friend of King Charles and his godmother to Prince William. William is currently in Boston, the racism row back home an unwelcome distraction from his multi-million dollar Earthshot environmental prizes, which are being announced on Friday. A statement from William's spokesman said, racism has no place in our society. The comments were unacceptable. It is right that the individual has stepped aside. Allegations of royal racism have previously been made, though, by Meghan Markle, the biracial wife of King Charles' other son, Harry. The claims, made in a 2021 TV interview with Oprah Winfrey, contributed to a very public rift between Harry and the rest of the royal family. Ngozi Fulani stopped short of branding Buckingham Palace as institutionally racist, but she says it's time to ask serious questions.
For me, having encountered one person who has directly been racist to me, I can't say how deep the problem goes. I just know that there's a problem, and it's for Buckingham Palace to do their own investigations to find out how deep the problem goes.
This is deeply uncomfortable for Buckingham Palace. King Charles is head of the Commonwealth, whose member nations include many former British colonies in Africa. And although Lady Hussey's role most recently was purely an honorary one, she had risen to become a senior member of the royal household. Her attitudes towards race clearly no obstacle to her becoming a trusted confidant of senior royal figures. Paul Brennan, Al Jazeera, London.